from the Sanford Center 5-1, the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, joining us. And Coach Jack Casa ties it up. It was 1-1. The game then quickly turned, but what a great play by Bree Jordy from behind the net to catch Jack out in front, and that's kind of what your team needed to do there to get some scoring, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Kelly. The frustrating thing was we were having a great period. Lots of zone time, lots of chances, tie the game, had them on their heels. They call a timeout. Everything's going our way. You win as a team as you lose as a team, but we give up two incredibly soft goals, and it kills you. It just kills you, because all of a sudden now you're climbing the mountain again when you dominate the period. And again, at this level, you just cannot afford to give up soft goals.
Your team then battled back. I was really impressed by the third period. The game looked more like a one-goal game rather than a four-goal game. Just your battle by your team, they weren't letting anything get to them. They had a lot of offensive zone time. It just shows the resiliency of this Beaver squad, doesn't it?
Well, that and the other team had a four-goal lead, so they're just going to sit back and protect it. But, there's no question about the pride in the locker room. They went out and competed hard, and again, just created some good chances. Mac Lange has a great, setup right at the doorstep. And, when you're chasing the game, it's hard. And that's the bottom line. We got ourselves down and down 5-1 after two. That's a pretty tough mountain to climb.
You mentioned Mac Lange. Her and Bree Jordy looked so good out there together today. I thought your defense played great despite giving up those five goals. Just seeing your two defenders there getting into the offensive side of the game and throwing the puck at the net and trying to create some rebounds. Talk about what that does for your team when they create that kind of a rebound out in front of the net.
Well, the key is we got to work hard to manufacture offense, and it's not just going to be the three forwards doing it in the offensive zone. You got to have all five players, and they all have to be moving. You can't stand flat-footed and think you're going to make things happen. So, one thing Bree and Mac both do really well is they anticipate. They're moving their feet. Bree's just last two games has been outstanding in that regard. But it's not just those two. I think Heather was, great slide. Tina's been jumping into the play. The young kids are learning that. They're being a little bit more aggressive. So the bottom line is we need all five of our players in the offensive zone involved in order to create offense. And so when you can get pucks to the net, that's a good thing.
You had a number of freshmen that had to step up today on the offensive side. I know Reese Hunt playing alongside Claire DeGeorge and Haley Mack. What did you see out of her?
I thought initially the first period was a little bit shaky. I think she had a skate issue that didn't help. But I thought as the game went on, their line was very effective. They had a lot of zone time, creating a lot of chances. You can just see the skill level that the three of them have together, and they get that puck moving pretty good in the offensive zone. So again, you gotta be someone that we can count on in the defensive zone. That's something we got to keep working on with her, but she's really, really good when she has the puck on her stick.
Coach, what do you guys need to do differently or do better tomorrow to get a win out of Providence?
I told them it's got to come from in the room. It can't be the message coming from me. And I just sat and listened to them before I talked to them after the game. And I told them I don't have anything to add to it because it was all the things you want to hear as a coach, and it was coming from them. And I think they realize that Providence is not 5-1 better than we are, and certainly a game we could have and maybe even should have won had we just things gone a little bit differently. And so they realize you got to come out and kind of build off the energy that they created in that third period and see what happens.
Coach, good luck tomorrow. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kelly.
Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. We come back and wrap things up. The Beavers fall here today, 5-1. Tomorrow's a new day. That's always the good news. We call it a day here from the Sanford Center, at least on the women's side. Beaver men's hockey coming your way in a little bit more than an hour, 6:30 pregame. We'll tell you more about that, and we'll wrap things up here from the Sanford Center next. You're listening to BSU Beaver Women's Hockey on the Beaver Radio Network.